Hey everyone, this is Vicki Sullivan. Dang, I see so many folks fall into this web. It happens when we don't pay attention to the assumptions clients make about us. It's easy to focus on creating real-time value and forget that their experience can limit what clients believe about our contribution. So let's play pretend that we've made our mistakes and folks have a limited view of what we can do. Here are two ways to get out of the trap we set ourselves up for. First up, during the project, use examples that are outside the client's environment. Now, this is counterintuitive. We all know we need to make our work relevant, but we can also make connections outside of their box. For example, if you're working with the sales team, come with stories to show they are not alone. Something like, you know, sales isn't the only department that gets disrupted. This dynamic shows up elsewhere. Blah, blah, blah. Encouraging messages such as lessons learned or you're not alone are great connotations that we work beyond the client's department. And you can't pull this off if your advice is still relevant to them. Second, create new experiences. My favorite tactic here is the invite. Next time you need a podcast guest, invite them for an interview. If you organize a panel discussion for your industry association, invite them along with folks you've done different work for. If you are presenting, for goodness sakes, invite them. The key here is that clients need to experience you in a different context that expands what they already know of you. The key here is to plant seeds that you do more than what you did for them. That yes, you helped in this situation, but your methodology is applicable in many places. This is how we are top of mind when our clients are asked for recommendations. And this doesn't happen by accident. We have to continuously influence a broader definition of our work. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.